Tongass National Forest officials have been planning the timber sale for years. District Ranger Bob Dalrymple says it's moving closer to reality.
It's a large timber sale on Wrangell Island. It was established through the Undersecretary's office several years ago, and the primary purpose of it is to ensure timber volume to support the timber industry.
Wrangell has a long history as a timber community, dating back to the late 1800s, but the last large mill was dismantled about 4 years ago. Economic Development Director Carol Rushmore says several small mills continue to operate. Plans for something larger fell through when the developer instead chose Petersburg, though nothing's been built there. Rushmore wants the Forest Service to come up with a plan that helps Wrangell's economy.
How can we have a timber sale and provide economic benefit to the community? How can the sale be designed to support existing and new business opportunities?
The Forest Service will propose five alternatives. Dalrymple says they'll offer between 4,300 and 9,500 acres for logging. That includes 68 million to 175 million board feet of timber.
One of them is designed for one large sale, but the rest have components for multiple sales and different sizes of sales.
Dalrymple says half to three quarters of the acreage will involve selective logging, with the rest being clear cut. He says none of the land is adjacent to private property, but some acreage is in the area above Zamovia Highway between the old mill site and Pat's Creek. Earlier logging on nearby Mental Health Trust land drew complaints after trees fell and landslides occurred. The new timber sale will go through a lengthy period of public comment and review. Rushmore says that includes input from the Wrangell Borough's Economic Development Committee.
The community needs to weigh in as what's going to be best for Wrangell. I think all the alternatives will have some pros and cons to them, and some will have better benefits.
Dalrymple says logging won't start for a while. First, the draft plans will go through a public comment period. The agency has to develop an environmental impact statement, which could be finalized next winter.
So the earliest I think that any sale would come from that would be next year at soonest, and towards the end of that year.
Dalrymple says the sale is one of several created to keep the industry going until young trees are old enough to be cut. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting.